Good morning, friends. And today I want to talk about one of the worst lies I have ever heard. We are bombarded by this lie. It's on TV, it's in movies, it's around us. We use these terms and we tell it to each other. You know what it is? It's the lie that intensity is the power behind success. How intense you can be. Can you pull that all-nighter? Can you work that hard? Can you binge work and achieve? Now, well, I'm here to tell you that in your personal life, in your spiritual life, in your business life, that's a lie. And why am I saying that? Well, because I've tried it. I have spent years trying to build my business on work binges. I have spent years trying to build my spirituality on having a binge study on this day and then nothing for another week or another month. And I have tried to maintain my relationships, the relationships around me by spending a large chunk of time and then forgetting people for a time. Not that that was intentional, but I'm just using this as an illustration. And so my point is that if intensity isn't the answer, if intensity just gives you that burst of energy and effort, which then falls to nothing, why does it fall to nothing? Well, it's because you don't keep doing it. And so what's the true answer to success in every area there of your life? It's consistency. Consistency beats intensity every day of every week. Because consistency means that, yes, you're doing less, but you're doing it every day. And the multiplied effect of that effort is so, so much greater than any amount of short-term intensity that you can provide. That's true in every area. Now, I'm not naturally a consistent person. I've had people say to me that I am, but it's not true. I'm not a naturally consistent person. And so I have to engineer consistency in my life. And how do I do that? Well, I give myself stakes. I have a goal and there's a negative consequence if I don't do it. I'll just use sermons as an example. I want to have a really good relationship with God, but in order to do that, I need to spend time with Him every day. If I don't do that, my relationship with Him will atrophy. And so I say yes when people ask me to do a sermon. I say yes when people ask me to teach a Bible study. I say yes when they ask me to teach Sabbath school. Why? Because then I have a negative consequence if I don't rely on God. Now, I'm not saying that I do that because, and I hate it, and no, I don't hate it. It's just I know that in my own humanity, I am not very good at saying, well, even though there's no consequence, I'm going to continue to do this positive act. And so if I know I have a sermon, I'm going to spend that time with God. And guess what? I love it. I enjoy it. Sure, there might be days where I'm not as excited about it, but I still do it, and it has that positive effect on my life. I know that might sound, I'm just trying to think of the word, that may sound selfish because I'm sort of, I'm doing this positive act, but I'm doing it for selfish means. But I'm doing it for a good reason, but by applying those negative consequences, because if I don't prepare for a sermon, if I don't have that adequate level of preparation, then guess what? I'm going to be standing in front of 100 people and I'm not going to have a thing to say. That's terrifying to most humans, right? And so that's all the incentive I need to be focused on getting prepared for that message and relying on God all the more. And it's the same in my business life. It's not about having that massive burst of intensity to accomplish a task. It's about spending that time every day to reach out and make a connection with someone and doing that week after week, month after month. And by doing that, then you start to see growth. That burst of energy doesn't impress anyone, but consistency does, because consistency says, I care about you as a person. Consistency says, I'm invested in this. Consistency says, I'm not going anywhere and you can rely on me. And so that's the same, like I said, in every area of your life, personal relationships, your business world, your spiritual world, wherever it is, that's what you can apply. And that's what I do. And so I would advise you, wherever it is that you want success, pick the smallest goal you can, one that's so small you're embarrassed that you're making it a goal, and then accomplish it. And then edge it up just that little bit. Make another goal, accomplish that, edge it up a little bit more. And before you know it, you'll be up to a high level of success in that area because you're doing consistent effort every day. I hope that helps you and I look forward to catching you guys next time. Bye.